And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. We have national holidays for a lot of important days and reasons. We have Veterans Day when we remember the people who served in our armed forces, or Memorial Day when we remember those who gave their lives for our country and for our freedom. We have Labor Day when we remember those who toil the land so that we may eat. And we set those days aside for those very specific purposes. But Thanksgiving Day, that's different. This is the national holiday that we set aside to give thanks. Pure and simple. This is the day we set aside to thank God for all the blessings of our life. Actually, if I'm going to be honest, Thanksgiving is my personal very favorite holiday because it isn't commercialized. There's a pureness in the air on Thanksgiving morning. No one's figured out how to package thankfulness or put a price on it or make it a red tag special. It's still something that comes from the heart. Thankfulness is still something that is felt, not purchased. And today we pause to realize just how blessed we really are. And we come to this sacred place to offer our thanks to God for all that God has given us. I never cease to be touched that in the midst of the busyness that this day can create, you all stop the delicate dance of dinner preparation to come here for your very first Thanksgiving meal of the day. A meal that is going to consist of nothing more than a sip of wine and a wafer of bread. I say it's your first meal of Thanksgiving because that's exactly what Eucharist means in Greek, Thanksgiving. And we have so much to be thankful for. As the reading from Deuteronomy reminds us, today we are thankful for the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. And that bounty is overflowing for God's people. Today, people all over America will gather around a Thanksgiving table and eat. And this meal is going to be shared in the homes of the wealthy, the middle class, the poor, and the shelters of the homeless. And no matter where you are, the people are going to sit down and give thanks and celebrate the gifts and the blessings that God has bestowed upon them this year. And those blessings have multitudes of faces. For many people, it's families who only see each other once a year, but they're reunited again by the grace of God, and that God has blessed them with another Thanksgiving meal together. For others, it may be the blessing of restored health. For others, it might be the blessing that their heart is filled through the care for the homeless and the hungry on this day. And for some, it might just be the blessing that life has remained status quo. No matter what your blessings are, this day we come to give thanks to God for all of it. We come to the Lord's table, remembering that everything we have in our lives is a gift from God in the first place. So as you approach the holy altar this morning to receive the first Thanksgiving meal of the day, which is his most blessed body and blood, which is the bread of life. Bring your blessings with you. Bring them and place them on the holy altar of God with grateful hearts. And with that grateful heart, give thanks to God for the bounty that the Lord your God has given you and to your house. Amen.